Well, we're hopeful that if the HSE decide to do what was agreed in Galway, the Labour Relations Commission, and agree that the cost-cutting measures they put on the table at that stage would be implemented and they wouldn't be coming back for a second bite of the cherry, that agreement would be reached. But we're not sure that that's possible because in spite of our best efforts on both sides last week, we weren't able to achieve agreement in that regard.
I mean, we're at the situation, are we not, that if unions hold their ground and get what they want, the HSE is going to have to pump money in to make up this 90 million overrun as opposed to try and achieve it through cuts?
Yes, absolutely. If we're able to hold the ground and hold the line, well, probably some of the 90 million will be saved because we have entered into discussions on certain aspects that can save money for them. But the government will be required to put some additional funding in because it's absolutely ridiculous. You just cannot take 90 million out of health spending in the West and expect the health services to continue as it were in the past. It's not a case of job losses per se, but you remember if you have people on reduced hours, then you're losing whole-time equivalents. So in a sense, the same number of people might be unemployed, but they're, because they're working less hours for them, they have reduced earnings capacity. But for the people using the services, obviously people who would have been at work are no longer there.